This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler. In depth, we go into several of the items of interest. The Ebola situation dominates the news again today. A 5-year-old boy who recently returned from Guinea is being tested at Bellevue Hospital in New York after developing symptoms consistent with Ebola. And the nurse quarantined in New Jersey will be released from the hospital to complete her quarantine at home. In the case of the boy, blood test results ought to be known by early this afternoon. He was taken to Bellevue and developed a fever over the weekend. The head of the public hospitals there said they're still putting together the boy's history, the story. The Post says, Kenny, the 5 members of his family are quarantined in their apartment. So let's see, we'll go to the nurse in New Jersey then, Casey Hickox, who was quarantined in a tent behind a Newark hospital after returning from Sierra Leone, is released today, pending federal approval. So we have to have federal approval for these things. She was the one who tested negative for Ebola, became the voice of opposition to mandatory quarantine after she criticized her treatment as inhumane. So by now you know that the governors of New York and New Jersey, under pressure from the president and medical experts, eased the restrictions on travelers returning from West Africa. What the hell is that all about? In my estimation, with Obama taking that attitude, all he does is add fuel to the fire for several different arguments. The propaganda that the people use against him in terms of how he has treated or wants to treat or seems to be treating those who are black. Kenny, am I making too much of that? What do people say? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. What are people saying about that and or other? The quarantine rules are so diverse, so they aren't the same. Quarantine's determined state by state. Federal health officials are only empowered to issue guidelines, but the president has been pushing to have everybody agree. I would have told him if I was the governor of New York, a Democrat, the Democrat's going to go along with him. For the most part, Chris Christie, I'd have told him to stuff it.
John says the U.S. government can't locate 35 million illegal aliens in the United States. How are they going to monitor these people that come back from Ebola countries?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know that that's the we've got millions of illegals. I think wasn't the proposal last week from the president to give 35 million green cards, or was that number wrong? I forgot what the number was. Do you remember what the number
was? It was something like that, but it was a contingency plan that ICE asked for.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing yet that says that those are going to anyone in particular,
mm-hmm.
but they're trying to be ready for it.
Right. Okay, what else?
Christy says, everyone needs to calm down. It's easier to win 5 straight lotteries and get hit by lightning when you're picking up the checks than it is to catch Ebola.
There you go. Kind of like that. That's a good way to put it in perspective. Why are we spending so much time on it then? Well, because it's there and people are talking about it. All right, what else?
One more. Pam says, they should train the 55,000 TSA agents to take everyone's temperature, and we might get some benefit from this during flu season. At the very least, we can pretend we're safer, which is why the TSA was created in the first place.
To pretend. There are that many TSA agents? I had no idea the number. What did you say, 60? How many thousand?
She says 55,000.
Oh, my God, that sounds like a lot. That's a whole town. That's a whole city. 55,000 of those obnoxious, irritating pain in the butts that don't do anything? Oy. And we're paying for it. Nice going, America. Guess I should be looking in the mirror when I say that. What other? Because I object to it. What else do you do besides object? When people spend your money in areas where you don't want it spent in terms of taxation, how do you get your point across? That'd be a great study, wouldn't it? How do you get your point across to people who are supposedly in charge, but they're elected to do your bidding for you? How do you make them pay attention? That's the thing. How do you get these people
questions?
And then, what's the other comment you have?
That's all I have on Ebola.
Oh, okay. 888-302-3684. Comments on Ebola, comments on some of the other, right, the ISIS thing, what is going on in the food department. There's so many things coming up today conversationally that I want to give you as much opportunity as possible. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. All right, so to keep our focus on this, a gentleman named Don Rondeau, who is he, Kenny? The fellow who's coming up next,
he's
terrorism, right? The
expert. Yeah, he's a Homeland Security analyst.
Okay. All right. How do we protect ourselves from his point of view regarding Ebola? And I think we ought to talk to him about terrorism as well. Can we use Ebola, or can it be used against us by some terrorist attack? That's coming right up here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
I'd say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams has about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston beer for the Boston man. Be responsibly.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
And now another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on the purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 7676 and check out. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7676.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. Whereas bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose to death.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber fully loaded take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Don Rondeau, what a great name. First of all, Don, congratulations on having such a great name. Well, Don Rondeau.
It flows, it rhymes.
Yes, yes.
I would agree with that, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Good morning.
All right, the author of Red Teaming, the Don L. Rondeau Method. What's that?
You know, some time ago, experienced a great deal of success in identifying tactics and targets of some of our nation's adversaries. And so I went through the process, Doug, of analyzing how I was able to achieve that success, and then I published a blueprint for others to follow.
Really? So it's your fault that the bad guys get into the embassy then?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I'll be frank. You know, they're often the case. It's everyone who's charged with protecting the homeland, you know, we certainly take responsibility for when we fail. But there are those of us who kind of have successfully identified vulnerabilities but have yet to figure out a way to get other people to listen in a timely fashion.
So it's called, hello, it's ding, 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 called politics, Mr.
Tall fence around the White House.
Yeah, no, it's, well, anyway, so how did you come? You were traveled extensively. You are working as a consultant, which is code for contractor for the Department of Homeland Security and other governmental agencies. What's your background?
You know, former military, former security guy, found my way working for some of, you know, our nation's friendly Middle Eastern relationships pre-September 11th. Post-September 11th, was charged with directing a host of transportation security initiatives. Ultimately, that led me to serve as the director for what may have been the first post-September 11th Information Sharing Analysis Center. If you recall, out of the 9/11 report, there were calls for enhanced information sharing, and I was tapped to lead one of those efforts. Had a great team of analysts, and so, you know, we looked at everything and analyzed everything for all hazards approach, everything from hurricanes to threats of terrorism, and we were successful. We identified people, places, and things that were legitimately dangerous to the country, and I may add, without trampling the rights of Americans.
So, Don, is Ebola dangerous to the country in any kind of a threat?
Political way. Can somebody use it against us in sort of like a warlike action?
Well, you know, we have to, the short answer is yes. The follow-on is it would be difficult, but certainly not impossible. And, you know, one of the things that I don't advocate is kind of haphazardly putting these things out there and letting people panic about them. And I think that's kind of what the administration is trying to do, trying to reel this in a bit and minimize any undue panic. I always believe that the best way to do that, though, is to keep people informed, have a great crisis communication plan in place, and to let people know that you are aware of your vulnerabilities and have mitigated your exposure to them. And that's where I think we still have an opportunity. So, you know, right now on the CDC website, Ebola is listed as a bioterrorism agent. There's a significant history, human history, of using germs in as a biowarfare and bioterrorism. And so we can't say that it can't happen. And we know that people contract it by accident. So certainly there's the ability to contract it as a result of some.
So what do we need to do to protect? Is there anything? How do you do a protection thing for something like that?
Well, I think the best thing we can do right now is limit access to our nation by those who are infected with or may purposely try to infect an American citizen.
Seems like common sense, doesn't it? But yet the political realities are, oh, we can't do that. Of course you can do it.
If Homeland Security asked you, would you shut down the borders from any African country right now that has Ebola?
Well, I think that's where we have to start. And then we can certainly look to open the borders up and look for ways to ensure that we're not unduly harming anyone or any nation. But I think at some point, you know, you have to work to contain the Ebola virus. And you have to do that absolutely. And you have to do that without regard for people's feelings and political wants, because at the end of the day, nothing is worse than watching a person be infected who should not have been infected. And so you can make the argument that, you know, if we don't effectively shut down the borders or put in place this kind of what amounts to shutting down the borders, and that he can do that
container
at all. Security expert Don Rondeau here discussing how to handle the Ebola expert from that point of the Ebola epidemic from that point of view. Thanks, Don.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter.
and it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
After he died, he's the 2,531 stars now, Jen, on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. His son, Zach Duschendorf, which was John Denver's real name, Duschendorf.
And, I can't imagine why he changed that.
And his daughter, Jessie Bell, attended the unveiling. Rocky Mountain High.
He toured with Engelbert Humperdinck.
John Duschendorf and Humperdinck. That wasn't his real name either. His real name was Jerry Dorsey. Engelbert Humperdinck was not his name.
He should have taken Duschendorf.
Yeah, why would he? Exactly.
Yeah. So he's been dead since 1997. My God. Think about that.
That's when you build your own airplane.
Right.
And forget to put gas in it. What does it take to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame anymore?
$5,000.
And you have to get nominated, right? But it's easy to get nominated from what I understand.
Yeah.
Well, you have to kind of make inroads with the city council.
You have to be known, first of all. I'm not going to put... Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't put a Hollywood
Walk
of Fame.
Although there are a lot of people, because I like to wander, and I look at the stars, and I go, there's some people where you don't know who they are. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Also in the news today, from the dead column, Jack Bruce, former bassist and vocalist for Cream, died at the age of 71 over the weekend. He was a sportsman, is he? Considered was a pretty respected bass player.
Oh, without a doubt.
He would certainly be in the same league as Eric Clapton, how they got together in the group Cream.
Well, I mean, he's a bass player, so no bass player will ever be in the same league as Eric Clapton.
Well, but I mean, in the group and sort of in... No, I mean,
in rock history, classic rock history.
country?
Yeah, bassist. If you're comparing bassist to bassist, not to guitarist, I think.
If you search the internet for a top 10 rock and roll bassists, they might give you five.
Really?
Yeah, bassists are kind of...
Would he be there, though?
Yeah, he would
Jack
be there.
Bruce would be there.
Without a doubt.
How many of his songs that Cream did, I Feel Free, White Room, Sunshine of Your Love is there. My favorite, frankly.
You said no string.
Eric Clapton, now 69. Ginger Baker, 75. He's the drummer. And I look back at the years I played this music on the radio and thought, wow, this is heavy stuff.
We hear these,
it sounds very placid today.
We hear these death announcements all the time that make us all feel a little older when these classic rock guys go away.
Right.
But did Judd Hirsch, or not Judd Hirsch, Judd Nelson die this weekend? Is that
No, it was Judd? A big, it was a big, that was one of those internet
things. Okay. All right. Our video of the day, let's change gears one more time, get into third gear, Richie. Video of the day shows what can happen when mom leaves dad home alone with her son. If you look at it, there's a little audio, but you really got to see the trombone, the sunglasses, the whole deal. Here's a little quick audio from our video of the day. It's very funny. You got to watch it.
The kid using the oven door.
The oven door and the drums. That is awesome.
Where'd you find that,
Kenny? That's really cute.
It's funny.
My daughter Panda sent that to me.
Really? Yeah, very cute. All right, you can find all kinds. We sort of archive the videos of the day for quite a long time. There's some very pensive ones, some funny ones, good music ones, but they're all there, and we're happy to share them with you. That's why they're posted at the video of the day at DougStephan.com.
And now another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watsman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watsman, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watsman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watsman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watsman, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on the purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Do you suffer from pain like joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis? Then you must listen to this important message. Nearly half of all Americans suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation. Anetablack is a breakthrough supplement scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. Anetablack is so effective in preventing excessive inflammation and reducing the pain, we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Best of all, Anetablack is now available to try for free. That's right. Call 800-882-9732 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Anetablack is now looking for real-life testimonials for anyone who has back pain, muscle pain, or painful arthritis. Call 800-882-9732 to get your free supply and get out of pain today. Just call 800-882-9732 for details. Call today at 800-882-9732. That's 800-882-9732. Again, 800-882-9732.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Esoteric, and this portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Tuesday, the 28th of October. I'm here with Ken Kessler. We, the two of us, take a time to dig around in depth into certain items that are hopefully of interest to you. One of the things that is most intriguing about understanding the human mind is what motivates us. What motivates your mind? What motivates you to do things? Are you motivated by your spouse? Are you motivated by your boss? Are you self-motivated? Do your children motivate you? Who is it that pushes you or that gets you to a sense of, wow, this is something worth doing? A lot of people get it from reading inspirational books, a lot of self-help books around that are good. A lot of people listen to motivational speeches, or they go to motivational weekends. There's a fellow that I have followed. You can go to his website, edforeman.com. Ed Foreman, F-O-R-E-M-A-N. His motto is, I feel happy. I feel healthy. I feel terrific. Life is for laughing, loving, and living, not whining, worrying, and working. Well, I don't know if I buy all of that. I don't want to whine and I don't want to worry, but I don't mind working. I find working for me is a motivation. Kenny, what motivates you to be who you are and to do what you do?
I think a lot of different things. I enjoy working. Like you said, it's kind of its own motivation.
Yep.
I've done this for a while and I like it. I'm comfortable with it. And, you know, without the ego, I think I'm getting good at it. So
yeah.
I enjoy that. And there's also, because I have a wife and kids and two dogs that I need to take care of, that's motivation too.
Do they motivate you? You are motivated to take care of them, but how do they motivate you?
Well, for example, Reno has an opportunity to study music in Vienna next semester.
Wow.
It's an amazing opportunity, but it ain't free. So I'd love to be able to help him out with that. So I'm doing what I can to make it possible.
Mm-hmm. All right. And in his own world, is he doing what he can to make it possible as well?
Yes, absolutely. He's studying and working very hard, getting good grades in school.
Yeah. See, I think that's one of the things. The word motivation, as it applies to you there, would seem to me, if it applies to him, you're motivated to help him. He needs to be motivated to help himself. And the two together sound like a great combination. I find singing motivates me, you know, as well as all the other people that are on the program with us, Kenny, that I like to sing. And people listening know I like to sing. Whether you like my singing or not, remains to be seen. But I like to sing. It enables me. There's something about it. It's a sharing of emotions without necessarily getting into the emotions head on. Do you know what I mean? It just is people who are together that have a sense of liking or maybe sharing. It's one of those things. I believe it's a give and I believe it's a receive, for both positive and negative. But I think there's something about singing that brings around a certain amount of support. So that's me, that's you. How do you bring people together in your life? Or how are you brought together to people? How do you try? What motivates you to try different things? I've been looking lately at some of the best motivational speeches of all time. This is great psychology. It really is. Understanding what makes you move to the next level. Understanding yourself. What is there, and do the best motivational speakers and speeches move you? I think some of them obviously are going to be more depending on you than on everybody's not the same. We're far from all being the same. I remember a Ray Lewis speech that was really very good. I've been inspired by speeches by professional motivators. I belonged to the National Speakers Organization for a while, listening to some. I remember some of the names even of the motivational speakers were inspiring. It's one of those things. It's a great way that you for you to psychologically test yourself. So I think in league with that, I want to have a conversation about what's going on this weekend. It's called Extra Mile Day. Extra Mile Day, a day recognizing the capacity we each have to create positive changes in our families. We're going to talk to Sean Anderson about that in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose today.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Many know Ed Shames as one of the Band of Brothers in World War II and a decorated American hero. But at the start of the war, he considered becoming a Canadian fighter pilot.
Canada had ads in newspapers and magazines. They were looking for Spitfire fighter pilots. And of course, at that time, they would take somebody out of the kindergarten if they thought they could qualify.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Ed Shames, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and together we're going to travel back into the past. We're going to travel to the year 1374, where an individual by the name of Chaucer came out with the following statement. Are you ready? All things must come to an end. That was his saying, all things must come to an end. But then in the United States, around 1680, somebody decided to add a word. You know what that word is, good. Now it says, all good things must come to an end. And years later, somebody added, all good things must come to an end, but all bad things can continue forever. Well, today is the day you and I change that. Today we begin a new mantra, a new saying. It goes as follows. All good things will continue forever. Repeat that again. All good things will continue forever. People are going to look back at this time knowing that the future was made by you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Now, 17 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I happy to have Sean Anderson with us, the founder of Extra Mile America, Extra Mile Day, and also a leading voice on the power of the Go the Extra Mile message. We need a message, Sean. We need somebody who can motivate us. Are you the man?
Well, I'm absolutely happy to stand forward and be that guy for you. Good morning.
You are. How are you going to motivate us to be successful today?
Well, I hope to remind you that you get one life and nobody else can make a life great for you except you. So let's start with that.
Do you know
Hallelujah, Ed, brother.
Do you know Ed Foreman? Do you know that name?
I don't.
He's a motivational person as well. And one of the things that I love about him, his motto is, I feel happy, I feel healthy, I feel terrific. And in the sense that people just need sometimes a simple message to build their hopes around, the essence of one word sometimes or a phrase gets people going. How did you get going? What motivated you?
Well, you know, I've always been passionate about wanting to live the life I love. And I never looked at somebody else to plant that dream for me. I always was very clear about what I wanted. And I learned pretty quickly. Thoughts turn into feelings, and feelings can turn into actions. And the cool thing about that is I can control my thoughts. I control my actions. And so if I'm in a place in my life where I'm not happy to be, you know, it's a pretty powerful feeling knowing that you're responsible for having been there, but you also have the power to get yourself out of there.
One of the things that people may remember, the name Sean Anderson, a couple of years ago, he pedaled 4,000 miles across the country. And while he was doing that, he interviewed a couple hundred people who had, in one way or another, been identified as having gone the extra mile, thus the creation of this Extra Mile America. And so how did you, again, I go back to the motivation in general I asked you, but more specifically for this, why this then for you?
Well, in 2008, the media was just filling us with all these things about how we couldn't succeed, how things couldn't happen for us. Foreclosures were at an all-time high. Businesses were closing. Even banks were closing. You know, divorce rates were high. People were losing their jobs everywhere. I mean, the media was full of so much bad news. that I felt that they started to lose that basic sense that if you really want to create positive change in your life, you don't look to the government to create the program for you. You don't look at your spouse and say, hey, what are you doing to make my life better? You don't look at your boss and say, what are you doing to help me keep my job? But you go the extra mile. You keep doing more and you take responsibility. So I wanted to use my small voice and create this tour, this extra mile American tour, to remind people that positive change is created not when we continue to do the same thing, not when we continue to do the status quo, but when we're willing to do more, to give more, to add more. And that's what Extra Mile America and my first tour in 2009 was all about.
You know, Doug, I've told you this story before, but when I was in my 20s, I started just kind of not being happy with where I was going and just not feeling good about
it. You're a loser.
Well, when you go through a rough patch in your life, you start to feel that way.
Yep, you do.
And then I was listening to an old Led Zeppelin tune, and it changed my life. And what Sean just said brought me back to that moment. It nobody's fault but mine.
Mm-hmm.
And once you realize that everything that happens to you is nobody's fault but yours, and that you are in total control to change anything that happens to you.
Can I twist that around just a little bit?
It puts you in power.
Yeah.
Absolute power.
I think fault and blame. I had you may have seen it once. I had a sign in my office: fix the problem, not the blame. Hard for us to do sometimes because we like to find out that it's somebody else. I think it's somebody else who's responsible for our problem.
But once you take responsibility, it's so empowering.
It is. Take responsibility for yourself.
That was my fault.
About yourself and with yourself. And that's really the message here. So you continue to create. You continue to motivate. What's going on November 1st with you?
Well, as part of the 2009 bike ride, I was pedaling across the Nevada desert, and there was a stretch in the Nevada desert about 65 miles across without any kind of rest stopping. And here I am, I'm going, wow, you know, how can we drive attention to this extra mile message? How can we get people really understanding that if you want to create great things in your life, you go the extra miles? And I go, wow, what if we create this extra mile day and work with some of these mayors that we work with and have them clap for and celebrate and recognize the volunteers in their community who were going the extra mile. So as soon as I got into a place I could make a phone call, I called my staff and I said, hey, you know, let's do this extra mile day thing. I think we can get some attention. We can really plant this message and we can clap for a lot of people who aren't clapped for in these volunteer heroes. So in 2009, I was elated that 23 mayors across the country said, yeah, we like that. We've got some volunteers and organizations that are doing great things in our community. We want to recognize them. Well, the message has continued to resonate. It's continued to grow. And right now, as of last night, 510 cities across the United States have declared and recognized Extra Mile Day to various forms.
Good for you. So maybe if you come back and give us the results of that, maybe on November 2nd, that would be kind of, I don't know what day of the week November is. No, it's a Saturday, Sunday. So on Monday the 3rd, maybe if you come back and give us the highlights and motivate, we'll just use it as another opportunity to motivate people. How's that for an idea?
Well, that would be my privilege. And I know that you guys are motivators in there because your backgrounds are motivators. I read a couple of bios and just your history of having gone where you've gone and what you've achieved. I mean, you had so many opportunities in your personal life to have quit, to have stopped and said, the dream is too big and I can't continue.
You don't know the half of it.
Yeah, you don't know the half of it. Whether it's personal or whether it's the professional side, you are right. So let's keep inspiring. Sean, look forward to talking to you on the 3rd of November and see how this Extra Mile Day works out. Pay attention to this. You can go to extramileamerica.org to sign up or just become aware of whether this is happening in your city or not. Maybe you can get somebody locally to do it if it's not in your city. Extramileamerica.org. Sean Anderson here on Good Day.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Jen, Jen, Turner Channel's being removed from Dish Network. Why?
Well, this is a story that we've been hearing. You know, these kind of stories happen all the time, Dougie. So what happens is that Dish Network had stopped carrying Turner Broadcasting channels that included CNN. That's what got everybody hot under the collar. Sure. Cartoon Network and Adult Swim, those companies failed to renew their distribution deal. This kind of stuff happens all the time. You've got programming networks who go in and want to raise the rate. If you don't know how it works, people on the programming side will charge a dollar figure per subscriber. So let's say for CNN, they might be charging a dollar per subscriber to the cable company or to the satellite provider. You start multiplying that by millions of dollars, and a huge chunk of what you pay to your cable system goes to programming, as it should. But, you know, sometimes they're asking for a lot of money, so they get into these little shuffles.
Turf wars.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. It'll work out.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good day. 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. You can check out his vitals. And sometimes when I talk to him, I wonder if he has any vitals. Let's get his blood pressure and see how he is today. Best Fare deals. How do you get miles by shopping? We're going into the holiday season. Can you get them when you buy things at Amazon? Can you get them when you go to Macy's? How do you get miles? Well, Tom's going to help you out, get some free travel info. Free travel info about free travel next year on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Spotify is awesome, but Spotify without a limited monthly data cap can become expensive. Unless you want a sky-high mobile bill, it's important to limit the amount of music you stream to avoid going over your monthly cap. But how much data does a service like Spotify really use? Most songs on Spotify stream at 320K. That means if you listen to an hour's worth of Spotify, you'll use up a little over 100 meg of data. If you expand that to a full 8-hour workday, that's almost a full gig. To avoid burning through your monthly data recap this quickly? Make sure to download tracks and playlists for offline playback or connect to a trusted Wi-Fi network whenever possible. If no safe networks are available, you can always stream Pandora, where the streamed songs use only about a fifth as much data as they would on Spotify. A final extreme solution would be switching over to T-Mobile, which offers free streaming music for Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and iTunes Radio. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Perhaps you've heard Tom Parsons on the Good Day program previously using the term force majeure. There's a movie, apparently, Tom, opening today that has a family vacationing at a mountain resort, and they get into a snowstorm or some other such thing. What is, to go back to the real force majeure, how does that work? What do people need to know about using that if they have a ticket and they have a problem?
Well, actually, the force majeure is usually something like an act of God, something like a major hurricane, snowstorm. Maybe there's flooding in a different area. The airlines can't get windstorms. So when an airline cancels a flight or they just can't go into the market, then you become protected under the force majeure. Usually the airline must cancel your flight first, but then you're entitled to, like if you have a non-refundable ticket, it's one of the few times you can get all your money back if the airline cancels your flight due to bad weather or something that order.
Yeah, okay, so that's how that works. Today, we start a program understanding how to get people more miles. Is this true for every airline? If you're shopping at Amazon, for you use a particular credit card?
You don't actually go to Amazon. What happens is, like American, Delta, United, East Southwest Airlines, Virgin America, they all have these shopping portals. You can probably just go and say American Airlines shopping, Google it, and it'll take you to their website. If you're a frequent flyer number, it'll ask you, a frequent flyer member, it'll ask you to enter it. Then it'll take you to a page, and sometimes there's up to 800 different stores that you can go to. I mean, like this month I know Nordstrom's is on the American Airlines site, but they're giving you 10 times the points as long as you buy it through that portal. And so if you spend $250 at Nordstrom's, you'll get maybe you'll get 2,500 frequent flyer miles. If you have an affinity card with the airline, using that too by charging, it gives you another point, so there's ways to maximize it. Same thing applies to Southwest. They're using, I think, their 10 points. I mean, you actually get up to 30 points. So during the holidays, they even get more aggressive. And watch each one of the airlines. Some of them say, if you spend $250 this month on, or this year, or during this Christmas season, you may have to sign up a special place, but they'll give you another 2,500 or 3,000 bonus points just for doing that. So over the holidays, if you want, like me, I like to shop on the internet. And if that portal is there, it can be Home Depot to Lowe's to Sears to Macy's, whoever. There's tons of people out there, and if you're shopping directly with the company and not through the airline's websites, then you're probably throwing away air miles.
All right, what's the impact? Give us 30 seconds on the impact of Ebola on travel, both domestically and internationally.
Domestic, I'm not sure. You're getting too much of a bang on, too much on that. Except the, but international, even Europe, I think, is getting affected. We are seeing the more people saying, "I'd rather be close to home than we'd rather be stuck in New York." Or and look what happened. I think we just found one in New York City or New York yesterday.
Doctor,
scary out there.
Yeah, it is. Don't panic, but take advantage of the opportunities if they present themselves. And I'm betting if you check out bestfares.com, you'll see some really good deals. Check out the deals for Doug Steffen listeners as well, with the Tom's picture in the contributors box at DougSteffen.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com
and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.